One of Ireland's most historic attractions is set for a major refurbishment. The National Museum of Ireland's Natural History Museum, or the Dead Zoo as it's fondly known, is to be redeveloped. The director of the National Museum of Ireland is Lynn Scarf, and she's on the line now to tell us more. Very good afternoon to you. Welcome to the programme. So what's the plan for the Dead Zoo then?
Well, Brian, we're very excited. Today is the day that we've just had some sign-off on moving to the next phase of the refurbishment of the Dead Zoo. So we're at the process now where we're bringing in design teams to take a really deep look at the building and to understand better exactly the kind of works that we have to do. And as you well know, the Dead Zoo is and the Natural History Museum is very much in the hearts of many visitors across Ireland. So we're looking forward to bringing it back to its former glory that it was 165 years ago.
Of course, part of the attraction of the Dead Zoo is that in itself it is a museum of a museum, if you like. It's very much of its time, isn't it? That sort of
period of Victorian
curiosities.
Absolutely. There's a really famous zoologist, Stephen Jay Gould, who spoke of it as being a museum of museums. And I think that it has a particular... I think when people come in, they really kind of engage with the animals from that perspective and the specimens. So it's hugely exciting for us to think about how we bring it back to life in the context of...
We just lost you there for a moment. Just in the minute or two remaining, I mean, I presume the zoo will, the Dead Zoo, the museum will have to close for a time while some of this work is carried out. Is that right?
It will, Brian, but we will...
Okay, I think we'll leave it there. We think we've got the gist of what's planned, and I'm sure people will look forward to it in the years ahead.